Essentially, the labels tell people exactly where their food comes from. It's tricky though, because ingredients such as beet sugar and soybean oil, which can be derived from genetically engineered crops but contain next to no genetic material by the time they're processed, may not fall under the law's definition of a bioengineered food. What's important though is that this issue is all about consumers' choice. Liz O'Neill is the director of GM Freeze, an organization that campaigns against GM food based in the UK. She says people have different reasons for not wanting to buy GM products.
It's not used responsibly, fairly, or sustainably. Those issues come into play, and consumers want to express their choice. They want to avoid supporting genetic modification. And so the only way that they can do that is through the labelling of food products. The alternative choice that people have is perhaps to eat entirely organic, but that's not always an accessible choice. So, it's really, really important that food is labelled. And actually, you can see the impact of that in the uptake of GM. Certainly in the UK, there's very few GM products on the shelves, and they don't sell well. Whereas in America, where GM ingredients are currently not labelled, they're absolutely the norm in non-organic food.
In terms of the main concerns people generally have when it comes to GMO products, some say that genetically engineered crops are safe to eat and don't cause diseases. They wouldn't be sold otherwise. However, some argue that it's too early to really know for sure. Activists are also concerned because greater use of GM seeds means greater use of pesticides. Marco Quintero is the policy director on agriculture for Greenpeace in Europe. He says he's concerned by the process of genetically modifying food.
Product we are seeing and we've seen in the market since 20 years are products which are used exclusively to feed animals. So we produce corn, oilseed rape, soybean, just to feed animals and for biofuels. We don't have GMOs which produce food, and this is a very important aspect. Secondly, these crops are being basically fit perfectly within an industrial agricultural system, which is responsible for most of the problems we are facing nowadays. It relies on monocultures of genetically identical plants, which are actually dependent on inputs, external inputs, inputs, non-renewable inputs, for example, pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers, fossil fuel, of course, to operate machinery. Such a system is not a system that will allow us to have a sustainable development.
Some worry this could have an effect on the economy, and there are pros and cons here as well. On one hand, some argue that when passed, this could have an impact such as the one that happened in the EU 15 years ago. Marcus Litt is the senior officer of food safety at FAO.
It has been demonstrated that the GM labeling in Europe did cause minor price increases because it's additional burden on the manufacturers. For example, if they don't want to label, they need to keep their product stream of whatever product they're looking at, let's say corn, separate from the corn that may contain GMOs. So it adds complexity to the market. It adds complexity in storage and in tracking and in warehousing. And those costs will be passed on, of course, to the consumer. They are not significant by and large, but they are noticeable.
And on the other hand, Eric Gall, the deputy director of the International Foundation for Organic Agriculture, argues that this could be quite positive for the American markets.
At the moment, companies that use GMOs cannot export to Europe because the food market is closed, because no company will take the risk to have products labeled as GMOs on the shelves of European supermarkets. When the GMO labeling was introduced in Europe 15 years ago, actually the US lost many export markets to Europe because European consumers did not want to have GMOs in their product and they could know whether they were in the product or not. So if there is a mandatory GMO labeling in the US, this could have positive consequences for the US food industry.
So it remains to be seen what effect GMO labels will have, but they'll certainly enable people to choose what they want to put on their plates.